is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Was still here. Washington is still there. Nothing major. Certainly a scaled back inauguration yesterday, but everything is all right. No seditious National Guard troops, but you know, they did pluck, what'd they say? Was it 12? Was that the final count?
Yeah, they pulled a couple out of their ranks for this event.
Well, you know, they did some background checks or they found social media. They vetted. There were like 25 or 26,000 National Guard troops that were brought in to help secure Washington, D.C. in the inauguration yesterday. And that doesn't count all the law enforcement that came in from all over the country as well. You know, you had cops, you had deputy sheriffs and police officers also from all over the country that were brought into D.C. and they were like deputized by the U.S. Marshals Service. So without a hitch. You know, certainly not the inauguration that you're used to with the massive throngs of people on the mall and certainly along Pennsylvania Avenue. And it was a truncated parade route. All right, we're just getting rolling. We got a jammed up show today. Oh, I got a couple of surprises in store this morning.
Ooh.
Got a hey, Froggy, how you doing over there?
Hi, how are you this morning?
You're being mighty quiet as we just get rolling here.
You're talking for 2 minutes.
Say it again.
You've been talking for like 120 seconds. No, so how am I being quiet?
No, it's 1 minute and 22 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. I'm quiet too.
Yeah. What was that?
I'm quiet too.
All right. Well, welcome everybody. It's a loaded Thursday show. We are just getting rolling and we shall commence next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You know, this has nothing to do with political affiliation. You know, what side of the aisle you're on, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, whether you like Trump, whether you hated Trump. It feels a little odd that Trump is not the president anymore, just with how active and how many interesting things happened during the presidency of Donald J. Trump. It just, has it kind of sunk in yet? That
it's nice to wake up and not have to be like, oh God, what's going on today? What's happening today?
I actually think that it's going to be one of those opposite effects where the people who really, really love Trump aren't going to miss him as much as they thought they did. And the people who really, really hated Trump are going to miss him because they're going to miss having that antagonistic sort of, you know, irritation.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think you're wrong.
Yeah. Oh, there's people who like his aggressiveness, you know.
Yesterday, Coop comes in the studio and we're watching President Trump take off from the White House lawn in the helicopter. And he's like, wow. So today's a really significant day.
Wait, hang on, Coop.
I said to him, I go, yeah, Coop, it really is. He goes, wait. You know, I divide my whole life by chunks of time as to who the president is. So today's like a real turning of the page.
But did you just realize that yesterday was a significant day, Coop?
I mean, I didn't really think about it until I watched Trump leave and go into the Marine One helicopter.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Coop is our Generation Z producer at 23 years old, and yeah, it was a significant day yesterday.
Every era, if you think about it, in history is divided by presidential terms, so, you know, once he leaves, it's like a new era.
This is Coop's fourth new chunk of time, right? Fourth or fifth?
I think fourth.
Give me a favor. Name all the presidents. Name all the presidents
since you've been alive
during your lifetime. No, hold on. Well, just what year were you born? You're 23.
Yeah,
so
can't be that difficult.
97. I was born.
You were born in 97. Oh my God!
Senior in high school.
I don't even know who was Bill Clinton. Was he president?
There you go.
In 97.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That would be correct.
Okay, that was it. Was either him? I was going to say George Bush, but. The first one.
Bill Clinton was president when you were born. You were born in 97 because Bill Clinton was elected in 92. And then Clinton had two terms. So he had 96, then to 2000.
Then Herbie Hancock.
All right. So who was president after Bill Clinton during your lifetime?
Jimmy Carter, I think, or
what? But no, not at all.
He's still alive, though, right?
Okay, yes, President Carter is still alive.
Yeah, he is. He's okay. Like, he was 93, 94. How old is
96?
He? 96. Is he? I don't think he's 96.
That's what the news said.
Oh, well,
that's why he's not there. He didn't go to the thing.
I know he's in his like early to mid 90s, but is he 90?
He's, as they say, old as hell.
I thought he was 93 or 94. Can you look that up? Can you look up?
Yes,
quickly?
I can.
Jimmy Carter's how old?
Hold on.
President Carter is 96 years old.
Oh, Froggy's right.
Yes. I accept your apology.
Yeah. Poop, I'm just trying to figure out how you looped Jimmy Carter into being president when you were alive. Do you remember those harrowing interest rates in the when you were what? 10 years old?
There were a handful of presidents between Jimmy Carter and the guy who was president.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just knew he was alive, so that was my guess.
You thought it was Bill Clinton and then Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, I mean, that was just a guess.
Okay.
I really wasn't sure.
You know what happened is he heard the name of the living presidents yesterday. And
I did, actually. I did.
Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter was elected in 76, and he was also a one-termer, and he was done in 1980. Now, who had the two terms after Jimmy Carter? This was a very significant time in American history. Who was the president after Jimmy Carter in 1980 who got elected?
I mean, it can't be the second George Bush, so the first George Bush?
To think before that.
No.
Think alliterative initials and an actor.
George Bush was this guy.
Oh, Reagan?
Yes!
What?
Oh, yes!
The actor?
Yes! Yeah, so the first George Bush, George H.W. Bush, he was Reagan's
vice president?
Yes! I was waiting for Save Vagina.
Oh, that would be a documentary.
Nancy never liked him.
After Clinton. So let's... Jimmy,
okay.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. Then after Reagan, you had the first George Bush, George H.W. Bush. Then after that, you had
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton for two terms, Coop.
Okay. And you were born.
Coop's born.
Coop was born in 1997.
You're in the mix.
In 2000, who became the president?
George Bush.
Yes!
Okay.
That was George W.
Yeah.
George, so that was the first Bush's son. George W. Bush became president in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
He had two terms. Who was the president after George W. Bush?
Barack Obama.
Yes!
You're on a roll now.
I can't mess this up.
After Barack Obama, who was the president?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right, we're bringing back Quiz the Crap Head.
who was it?
Donald Trump.
Yes!
Okay.
And now, who became president yesterday?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
Whoa, it took us a while to get there.
That was tough.
I did not know that Joe Biden's middle name was Robin. That's what I learned yesterday.
Is it Robin Ed? Does he have like two? What is his?
Ed?
What is his full name?
Yeah.
Is it Ed
or?
Is it Joseph Robin Ed Biden or?
I have two middle names, so.
Or is it Robin Hood? What did he say? What is his actual? Oh, Robinette. Because I thought he said Ed, but it's Joseph Robinette.
That must be a last name.
Oh my God! Imagine if it was
family.
Imagine if it was Robin Hood. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Joseph Robin Hood Biden. you know, guess what? It might feel like that for some people.
Okay, you're rich.
I was gonna call the Let It All Out Scream line to see if it was still connected. So I'll tell you what, we're going to push that. We had to do our presidential quiz and something. Yeah, you never know what the hell's going to pop up here on the MJ Morning Show. So I'll tell you what, next, in just a minute, We're going to call the Scream line. We'll tell you all about it and see if it's still connected. It's supposed to be shut down. It's either shutting down after today or later today.
Sometime today.
Or it's already shut down. So hold on. We'll explain it all to you, the early listening crowd, here on Q105 and the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Hey, folks, MJ here along with Fester and Froggy. Fester, who are you on the phone with over there? What are you doing?
Trying to do some research for research
on what?
A project.
Well, can you give me a hint on what the project is?
No, I found this story in the news about this car. And
I saw that. That's in my pile.
Okay, yeah.
The Ford Bronco.
I hand it back to you.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We were actually, the Ford Bronco came up on yesterday's show. What was this? Why did the new Ford Bronco come up on the show yesterday?
I was mocking the goat package on it somehow. We're talking about cars?
What? It was climbing. Yeah.
What was it?
Excuse me. Something about climbing up steps?
The capital of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh,
the drunk guy.
It's a long way to get there.
That's right. We had a story about a drunk driver. So all of the capitals across the country were on high alert because of potential protests or our armed protest. And over the weekend, some drunk driver in Madison, Wisconsin, drove off the road and actually drove his car up the front steps of the Wisconsin State Capitol. It wasn't like a terrorist act. The guy was drunk. The guy was blitzed off his ass. And then somehow Fester brought up the new Ford Bronco, which that's a smoking-looking unit. It's great.
Yeah, but they have a goat package to go over any terrain, a little knob in the middle. And I was like, did he have the Ford Bronco? And
That's why, yeah.
And then today, we have a Ford Bronco-related story. Yeah, just coincidence.
But the weird thing about the story, it doesn't mention which car dealership locally that it happened at. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. We got a lot of inauguration stuff. Just some interesting twists and turns. Also, a few Joe Exotic updates. That's right.
Ooh.
A couple of Joe Exotic updates coming up in just a bit. For the early crowd, what time did we do this yesterday? Like 8? 8 o'clock's hour?
In the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah. So there was a story we had yesterday that, and Roxanne, you dug this up, right?
I saw this. Kind of interesting why it came about.
Was this a school teacher, right? It's an elementary school teacher, and the area code is Palm Beach County. So is this guy a Palm Beach County school teacher by any chance?
Sounds like it. And so it's a scream hotline. So you have frustration during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's all pent up. You want to get rid of it.
Oh, frustration, I guess, for anything. This guy's name, Chris Golmar, and he opened up a phone line, and you can just call up and scream. And Froggy did it yesterday. Froggy, did you blow out your voice yesterday?
I had a sore throat all day.
Well, I got to have you do it again.
I can't.
I
can't. What am I? What am I, a metal stinger?
You got to do it the best you can.
No, I cannot. I have to pass off the scream to somebody else.
Can you give us an example of a metal singer? Kind of like that raspy, razor blade edged vocal sound? That's like death metal.
I can't do it. I could barely sleep last night because I was up and I had a dry throat. Fester, can you scream?
Did you have a lozenge?
No, I don't have a lozenge. I had a little honeysuckle.
Well, hold on. How'd you pronounce that?
Lozenge. I don't have a lozenge.
I have a little lozenge.
I had some honey tea. And it did nothing.
Well, let's call this thing up.
If you need me to scream, I will scream at such a high-pitched level that you won't even hear it. Yeah, only children and dogs will hear my scream.
Can you really scream? Are you a screamer?
No, I'm just...
I don't know if that sounded right. Are you a screamer?
No, it definitely didn't sound right.
Roxanne, are you a screamer?
I'm definitely not the only one who could scream in this room.
Roxanne, you ever been in a Turkish prison? Let's call this thing up. Let's see if it's still... But it might be disconnected already, right?
Right. I have a question.
Yeah.
I read the whole story. They're uploading the screams to where?
I did read that they were going to put a collection together of the greatest screams that people left. Froggy, I would imagine that...
Mine has to make it.
It has to.
I gave it my all.
Yours would have to be there. We need to keep up with this and find out if it's posted, to find out if Froggy screamed from yesterday, if it made the best of greatest.
This is a triple whammy. I blew out my cords.
They've got 40,000 screams waiting to upload.
That's what I saw.
Yes.
There's a backlog of more than 40,000 screams for the Scream Hotline. And he's gotten a total of over 70,000 since he launched the hotline. And it says the hotline will stop accepting calls on January 21st, but the screams will remain on his website. What the hell is his website? What's the URL for that?
I don't know.
It's probably a fans-only page.
let's call
it's just scream.baby.
What? Really? All right, hold on. Here we go.
Baby?
Oh, and you can listen to the screams. Okay.
All right, 8431. Let's see if it's still connected or if it's been disconnected.
Welcome. This is just scream.baby. Please record a scream to share.
Hey, record.
Wait for the beep, scream, then hang up.
Fester just threw his headphones off.
This is the dumbest radio segment in the history of mankind. I'm the same guy. I love you. You know that. And I'm always going to be honest with you.
Right? This is on the recording.
This whole segment sucks. This, hey, listen, guy with the scream line, if you hear this, this is the dumbest idea, you moron.
He's going to post. He's going to post you.
Good, good. I'll be the only one preaching the truth.
Just call him a moron.
Yeah. He's a moron. He's a moron for making this recorded line. You're a moron, MJ, for airing it on the air twice. Hold on.
What is
getting out of bed right now. They hear rock. They think somebody's getting murdered in the next room.
What is your... Why the violent reaction to this bitch?
Jesus. So this is his way of getting his... This is supposed to help people get their anger out.
Bester, you need to scream.
Getting his anger out.
We know that,
wrong. This is just trying to hold the show to pretty interesting content that doesn't involve screaming and waking people up at 6:30 in the morning.
There's no way I can get you to scream right now because we're still being recorded.
I'm a terrible screamer.
We're still on.
I have a very high-pitched... For a guy my size, my scream is very like... It's like... Ah! It's like
you
that.
You just scream from your diaphragm.
No, I can't get that low.
Froggy, you do want to try it one more time?
I'm trying to work up something.
Yeah, Froggy, he blew out his voice here. Froggy did... Froggy did a hellacious scream yesterday and kind of blew out his voice.
Fester, don't hate me.
There are people driving over the bridge right
now. Don't hate me.
Oh, no. I hate you. I hated you instantly.
That's a falling out of a building scream, Froggy. You're
dizzy. That's like I'm on the 26th floor, and I just watched the guy jump off the roof on the 40th floor, and I watched him go by. That's what that sounded like.
I saw a vein come out of Froggy's neck during that scream. I didn't even know you had that. I didn't know that vein was in the human anatomy.
Guys, I'm so dizzy right now.
You had the facial version of a purple nurple right there.
I'm so dizzy. When's this going to go away? When's this dizziness going to go away?
You should lay down.
They're happy.
We're still being recorded by this guy's line. Still recording. Hey, by the way, Scream Dude, this is the legendary MJ Morning Show from Q105 Radio in Tampa Bay phoning up. Right? And Fester doesn't like the bit, but I think the bit is just fine.
Oh, man.
Anything else, Fester? You want to say something else disparaging to this guy? We got 5 seconds.
No, go to hell.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Back in a sec.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 and Hall & Oates. And how do I let Ted, the program director, down easily? He was kind of so proud of something he told us yesterday, and then he emailed it to me yesterday. Like, I'm really going to call it up?
You know what? I'm not
going to really call the Scream Hotline. Why wouldn't we?
I mean,
should I just see how bad it is?
Fester, your thoughts on this segment?
We've already set the bar very low for today's program by calling the Scream Hotline for a second time. I don't see how we can go wrong.
By the way, we will get into the number one story today, and that was what Bernie Sanders was wearing at the inauguration yesterday. Man, did that not take off? And speaking of wearing stuff, there's like a whole chatter about why so many women were wearing purple yesterday. Didn't Michelle Obama wear purple? And didn't Kamala Harris?
It's a woman thing because she's the new vice president,
but,
right?
But purple. Purple, like, is a majestic color of sorts. But no, there's a...
Royalty.
I have a whole... It is. I think it's kind of a royalty kind of color. But there's a, I saw a story about why were so many people wearing purple yesterday. But Bernie Sanders stole the show with his ski parka, like he just... Like he was just dropping off mail at the post office. Oh, look, here's an inauguration. Let me just stop in.
He didn't even have gloves on. He had mittens.
He had like mittens that his grandmother knitted.
Look, a part of me
Sanders' grandma, 207 years old.
A part of me really loves Bernie Sanders.
What's the problem with my ski parka?
Yeah, I love him.
Hi, it's Bernie Sanders. What's the problem with my ski parka and my mittens? What is the issue? We'll get into that later on. Should we spend a second here on the call and oats deal that Ted, our program director, was talking about? How did this even come up? Oh, he popped in the studio yesterday after the show, and I think he commented on the Scream hotline, and then he said, oh, hey, you know, there's a call and oats hotline. What's the premise? I kind of tuned him out. What was it?
Somehow.
What?
You asked, it was the very last segment of the show, right. And you asked him about a power ballad that we play on this station, and he kind of laughed and goes, oh, no, we don't play that artist.
Right.
And I forget how we even started talking about power ballads.
All right.
And he says, oh, but if you want to, I know you called the Scream hotline. Call and Oates is another one.
Hall and Oates.
It's a play on Hall and Oates, which we just played, and it's some kind of play on that. What do you...
You call it, and you can hear your favorite Call and Oates song like three.
I want to hear what this train wreck is.
Spotify's for.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's. It's area code 719. 719-266. Let's see what this thing does.
This is competition
Welcome
for us.
To Call and Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline.
Same girl.
To hear it's an emergency. One-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3.
Ooh, 3.
To hear Privatize, please press 4.
What do you want to hear? Which one?
Maneater.
4.
You want to hear 4? All right, 4.
Sorry. I didn't get your response.
I said 4.
We are sorry. An application error has occurred.
What?
Oh, no.
What a screw job.
Goodbye?
What?
Thanks a lot, Ted.
An application error has occurred. Goodbye?
It's fake.
We got hung up on by Colin Oates.
I pushed 4, you bitch.
Oh, my God.
All right. Call it back.
The hell?
Listen, right, maybe you have to say 4.
No, it said press 4.
It's not real.
You think this is like some kind of like a Rick Roll kind of deal?
You've been hole rolled. Stupid enough to call this.
Hang on a minute. I feel like a moron now. Hang on. 719-266-2837. Jesus.
Ted's setting us up for failure.
Yeah. Look at this.
Welcome to Call and Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2.
You're a rich girl.
Okay. Oh,
cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Yeah, I like this.
You can rely on the old man's money.
You can rely on the old man's money, yo.
Rich girl, but it's gone too fast.
Body is so good.
Is this song really about, like, Patty Hearst? Is that what it, or is that an urban legend?
No, I'm going to save this number in my phone for sure.
Just play this. The fidelity is awesome.
Okay.
You've got quality stereo sound here on Q105.
I'm not that mad at this line. I really thought
I sort of like it now.
Yeah. I kind of agree with Ted.
It just plays the song.
This is nice.
Whoa. You're a rich girl.
And you've gone too far. And you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old bad boy. You can rely.
Fester loves this.
This is pretty awesome. Can we hear another song?
All right, so you're saying that this went from an absolute crap bit idea to you like it?
Listen.
He likes the line.
Ted, I do too.
I apologize, Ted. I'm sorry.
Can
we start one of these for like Flair?
How about Vanilla Ice?
I don't know if he had songs.
No, he had. What did he have?
No, it's true. Oh, no, not Vanilla. I'm sorry. I was thinking Milli Vanilli. Never mind.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice and Milli Vanilli. They're very similar.
Vanilli.
They both have a V.
Yeah.
They're both ice cream flavors at the hipster ice cream store.
How long does that go on for?
Thanks, Ted.
There you have it.
Right.
Well, do you know...
The Patty Hearst thing is incorrect, by the way.
That's a
rumor.
That's what I said. I said, was that real or was that urban legend?
No.
Yeah.
It was a different rich girl that Daryl knew.
Ivanka Trump.
Yeah. Hey, was the guy that stole the floating tiki bar, did you see that down in the Keys? Was it damaged? Did he sink it? A drunk Florida man, of course it's a drunk Florida man, arrested. He was caught operating a floating tiki bar that was reportedly stolen. Agents from the Coast Guard's Key West station found the man on a stolen tiki hut near the Hawks Channel. Don't drink and boat. So wait a minute. This bar has a tiki hut that has like an outboard motor, so they can, it's like a pontoon tiki hut. It's all this thing. Look at this thing.
Have you seen it? Here's the picture of it. It's awesome.
What is that? Octagonal? It's an octagonal wooden tiki hut. It's got like a center bar area with a thatched roof. Right. That's like a palm frond dried thatch roof. That looks like a damn fire hazard, man.
I think it's hexagonal.
Is it hexagonal? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, I'm going with octagonal.
Okay. I've seen that thing out and about.
I'm going with octagonal. Okay. I'm going
it's
with
not eight. Diagonal yeah. back there.
It's not a pentagram.
Okay. No.
It would be
a pentagon. A pentagram would be in the a pentagram would be in the Richard Ramirez Night Stalker series on Netflix.
Did this guy have a pentagram tattoo to himself while he's stealing the tiki hut?
So this is really, it's a floating tiki hut with, I guess, a little outboard motor that they can just zip it around. Do they serve boaters?
Oh, that's just it. There's a bartender in the middle, and you can rent it out and have probably 10 friends on this thing and get some drinks.
A guy was intoxicated, and he stole it. It was just...
Just take it out.
Driving off with the tiki hut. Anyway, I guess it was recovered. I don't know if there was any damage, if he rammed it into anything. But, of course, this is a Florida story, right? But who would have known? Key West, you got floating tiki bars.
Those things are, I've seen those around here locally.
If your pool is big enough, you want one in your pool.
Oh, where have you seen a floating tiki
bar? Out by Beer Can Island, where they turned that into like a big, everybody goes and parties area back in the day. I saw one of those things creeping around there.
Really?
Pretty cool.
All right, nothing like getting boaters all drunk. Yeah, that's great. Super. All right, 647, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I didn't see it. I kind of just ducked in and out of the prime time inauguration coverage. I did not see Bon Jovi sing or perform last night during Biden's inauguration celebration. A lot of it, virtual. It was a whole different thing with some of the artists, I guess. I did see Katy Perry doing Firework. I did see that. And the fireworks display was actually pretty cool. I kind of burnt out on fireworks. And for the most part, you see one fireworks display, you kind of seen them all.
They're not really evolving. If you saw a great fireworks show 10 years ago, it's the same thing today.
Like, technology evolves. Like, you look at a black and white television set, and then you look at a stunning 96-inch, gigantic, high-tech, wall-mounted flat screen. There's quite a technology leap, but if you saw a good fireworks show in 1975, it's kind of like the same thing here in 2021.
What else could they do to spruce them up? Yeah.
Fireworks on TV are just awful. Who's at home? Ooh, look at that one, honey. Ooh.
No, the new one is when they send up the drones and do shows and make stuff
lasery
move.
Shows.
That's right, where they send up like hundreds of drones.
Yeah,
and
now that's the new firework.
And it's all computer programmed.
And they're perfectly synchronized.
They can do patterns in the sky and spell out "you suck" or something.
Yeah,
or
screw you. Yeah, exactly. Really awesome.
Hey, the guy's been president for 12 hours, guys. You're not
going to
put that
on
there yet.
I'm not talking about
general.
Okay.
Listen, dude, we haven't even gotten to Bernie Sanders' mittens yet, all right?
And my mittens.
And his ski parka. My ski parka. Don't you dare make fun of my ski parka.
I do not believe in fingered gloves.
Okay, no, I got mittens. These are knitted. These were made by a lady in Montpelier. How dare you?
Yeah, here's the thing. If Bernie Sanders would have won the election, I have a feeling you would have dressed the exact same way.
I think you're right. All right, hold on. We'll get into Bernie Sanders later on. I promised our teeth. Oh, did you? There was a Powerball winner last night. Oh, my. One freaking ticket. $730 million.
Oh, my God.
Good
where?
For them.
Yeah, tickets sold in Maryland.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. We'll get into that coming up in just a bit. I teased moments ago what did I tease? Let's see if you're paying attention. Fessy, what did I tease a few minutes ago?
Something about social media.
Exactly. I said there was a social media warning. And I'm not kidding. You know, this is primarily for men, but also if women are listening and you're unaware of this, I might be giving you a little tip-off. I might be enlightening you on something. But guys, if you're on social media and some smoking hot, attractive woman like DMs you, direct messages you on social media, ask yourself, is this really smoking hot woman really interested in me on social media? Or is this some kind of a trap? Listen to this business model from a model. A very attractive Instagram model is helping women catch their cheating man by getting into their direct messages to see what kind of engagement might occur. How's this for a slimy little schemey thing?
I actually disagree with that. I mean, that's just, you're setting people up for failure with that. So even if you're like a polite person.
I don't know if it's a setup for failure. It's just, it's a setup.
Yes.
Just stop there. It's a setup. It's an entrapment.
Which is failure.
Didn't there used to be a business a few years ago where a woman would go on a business trip and meet the guy on the plane? Like they would pay her to meet the guy and see if he would sleep with her.
We talked about this years ago. This came up on the MJ Morning Show years ago.
It's like a new version.
There were women, exactly. So this is the high-tech social, this is the hashtag version is what this is. But no, that's happened in the past as well. Froggy, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Where women could be hired to tempt a guy, and women could hire a very attractive woman to tempt their husband or boyfriend or fiance to see if they would take the bait, to see if they would cheat.
That's horrible.
It is. And we talked about this. This has occurred. I'm sure it's still going on as well. But we talked about that years ago. And this is sort of the new version of that in social media. Paige Wollen. Go ahead, Fester. Bring up her picture. I want you guys to take a look at. Go ahead and do a quick little Google, or if you prefer, the Bing. Hit the Bing. Paige.
Oh.
There's Paige Wollen.
Okay.
How do you spell her name?
Paige. P-A-I-G-E.
Paige Uncaged.
Look at Paige Wollen.
Paige Uncaged. Oh, my gosh. Go to that website.
Paige Wollen, 28 years old, has over 200,000 followers on her main account, but she has a side account.
Whoa.
And on that account, she slides into the direct messages of men who are suspected of cheating. Now, she would be very buxom, wouldn't you?
Buxom is an old-fashioned word, but very appropriate.
Now, yes. Roxanne.
Yes.
I was about to say Roxette. For some reason. Roxanne.
Must have been last.
When you got your boob job at 14 years old, how old were you? 18?
I was 18 in a couple months.
Senior in high school.
Yes.
You got a boob job.
I did.
You did not go this large if you look at the image of Paige Wollen.
No, she's got
unless you got them strapped down with like 8 ace bandages under there. I don't know. Fester, what are you doing?
You don't want to know.
Fester is Fester's making faces over there.
You don't want to know what I'm thinking right now.
Are you messaging her?
No, I'm not messaging her.
But she is in, I would say she's attractive and she has a hell of a body. Would you agree with me?
She's a very attractive lady.
She is very pretty, but she almost looks cartoonish.
Who would fall for?
Doesn't she look? She doesn't look real to me.
No, she looks pretty real.
Well, that's the point. If this woman gets into your direct messages and tries to stir up a conversation or tries to lure you into a guy trying to hit on her or arrange something, most guys would have to say, "Wait a minute, what the hell does this woman?
Yeah.
In this phenomenal physical condition." With a rack like that, what does she want to do with me? So it comes down to the old adage, if it's too good to be true.
It probably is.
Exactly.
Is it?
So does she charge a fee?
What Fester?
If it's too, well, I'm froggy.
I'm froggy.
If it's too good to be true, it's probably not true.
That's what we said.
No, you said if it's too good to be true, it's probably true.
No.
That's what Roxanne and you said.
No, it isn't. If it's too good to be true, it...
Is it true?
Okay.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. Moving along.
Moving down the road.
I was confused.
Onward.
Yes.
So, listen, is she charging women to put DMs into their boyfriend's boxes?
She said, I'd been noticing a lot of guys that DM me on my personal account, had profile photos with their girlfriends. It got me wondering if their girlfriends know or care that they DM random girls with photos in bikinis. So she posts images of the direct message exchanges that she has with the men on Instagram and exposes the would-be cheaters. So it is not a paid service. She's exposing guys that...
She's getting paid for
it. It sounds like the guys are approaching her.
Right.
But I guess there is a whole business model where attractive women or just... with a person with just stolen photos could just pretend to be somebody and maybe even charge for that service.
All right, men, listen, if you're worried about your ladies, I will DM them with some very chubby pics, and I will let you know if they hit me back. Because if they're hitting me back, then it's over for you, my friend. It is over.
Oh, man.
I'll message this fat guy back.
Hey, here's a picture of my back.
I want you to
rub your fingers through my thick shag carpet back hair.
Oh, man,
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, a couple of pimples back there.
Yeah, stop talking, Fester.
Sorry, Lionel.
The MJ Morning Show, Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 at 7:08 and Lionel Richie. And you know what Roxanne just said? Roxanne just said, you show me any picture of a woman and I will tell you if they are real or fake.
Well, you were asking me, she goes, or you said, Roxanne, are those real? And I said, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm
and
talking
if you want
about
me to,
I'm talking about the woman,
right.
This, what's her name? Paige what?
Paige
Woolen.
Paige Woolen. And she's the one that will entrap guys, or she will roll over on guys that approach her on Instagram by sending her a direct message and sort of an alert to the female in that guy's life. Hey, guess what? Your guy's hitting me up on Instagram. Yeah, so sort of a direct message exposure. And then there's a whole bunch of images of this page. She's an Instagram model with hundreds of thousands of followers, and she's in really good shape. And I said to Roxanne during the break there, I said, are those real or fake? And she said, fake. And then Roxanne said, you show me any picture of any woman, and I will tell you if they're real or fake.
Now, in a bikini top.
So it has to be a bikini top.
Right.
It can't be like in a tight sweater or a t-shirt or something.
I'll tell you the science behind it. When I'm looking at Paige here, obviously the first thing you look at is she's slim. So you say, okay, are her natural boobs going to be that enormous? Probably not, but
right.
It's possible. But what gives it away for her is look at the sides. You guys see the side bulge there?
Yes, the side bulge.
That has to be an implant.
That's called side boob, by the way.
I know,
You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is boob science!
I'm pretty sure I could tell in a bikini top as well if they're fake or real.
See, I can only tell if I put my face in them. So I don't have Roxanne's gift.
And you do a little motorboating? Is that...
Wholesale.
Is that... our TV is not working in here. I'm trying. I think our TV blew up.
Does it have anything to do with the enormously loud generator going on outside?
Yeah, folks, time for some Duke Energy Power Talk here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. It turns out that our power went out at the studio, which I've got some separate comments on that. But I get a text this morning, like at 4 o'clock in the morning. Text comes in from Tim.
Okay.
Our chief engineer. And Tim says, by the way, power's out in the studio. The generator's running. Duke Energy is on the way. And I sent a text back to Tim. And I'll get to why our TV blew up. So we have no TV in the studio to monitor cable news or local news to see what the hell's going on and see if anything's breaking. Breaking news. And Tim sends me the note, hey, power's off. And then I sent him a note back. I sent him a text back that says, hey, when we were over on Gandhi at iHeart, we went years without having any power issues with Tico. This is now two power issues in just a few months. What's up with Duke? And he sends me a note back. Long story how they power all of these buildings. At some point, they're going to have to fix the mess with the wiring. Do we have, what's wrong with the wire? I mean, this is like 2021. What do we have? Like some like old house from 1929? The wiring? What do we have? Is it going to spark and burn the place down?
The foundation also isn't stable. We just discovered that once we got into the crawl space.
Right, first of all, what the hell is wrong with the wiring here? We're in the Koger Complex, the Q105 Beasley Media Group Studios. We're over here in Koger. In St. Pete, we're right near the intersection of Gandhi and 4th Street. And seriously, we started doing the show in October. The MJ Morning Show came back on October 5th. And this is like the second major power problem. And what is wrong? I'm like, what the hell? And guess what? Our TV blew up. So apparently, there must have been some kind of a surge. And from the power going out and then the transfer to the generator, because we're on generator. And Roxanne, you said that our generator sounded like a freaking jet engine without a hush kit.
I thought almost just like that. When I parked in the back today, it sounded like there was a plane landing or a helicopter
like
nearby.
Like an old 727-100 series with the Pratt & Whitney JT8D turbojets without the Stage 2 or Stage 3 hush kits.
Just like that.
Yeah. So, listen, you and I are front parkers.
Yeah.
We park.
By the way, if there are any aviation mechanics listening and power plant guys, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, both of them are sitting there just geeking out right now.
Yeah.
Listen, so you and I are front parkers. When we walked into the building,
I heard.
Right.
Okay, that's the front of the building.
Froggy and Roxanne both enter through the rear.
Yeah, right. and I love these analogies you're using here. Froggy and I do that together.
That's
FYI.
I'm just thinking about Froggy entering through the rear.
My favorite place.
They do it together.
Both Roxanne and Froggy came in and said, "My God, I'm deafened." So, what was the noise like out there?
Froggy, you did your scream this morning.
You want me to take my phone down there?
No,
I mean it's like.
But Roxanne thought that our generator sounded like it was going to blow.
I was afraid. Yeah, I was scared walking by it.
It was loud, and it was blowing air right at the door where it, like, blew my clothes to the side.
It's going to blow!
You should hear it. Go back there and give it a listen.
Is it still running? We're in a pretty soundproof studio. I don't hear it right now.
I'm going to tell you, and so it might be off. Now, maybe the power's fixed, but I think we might have to have a little chat with Duke Energy, and they got to fix the wiring, apparently.
It's only a radio station.
Hello.
First of all, why was your first text back to Tim? Why the hell are you texting me at 4 a.m.?
Well, he's letting me know. No, I like the fact that Tim the engineer
Good job, Tim. Good job.
Folks, our TV blew up. So something with the power glitch and transfer, our TV is broken. The Vizio logo is just flashing on and off. We can't. The TV is dead. First of all, why in the hell would they buy a Vizio? Is this the cheapest thing they could find at Costco?
Course.
Couple of years ago, they had all the DJs outside on Black Friday trying to get a couple of TVs for the radio station.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show at 7:14 here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You know, still to this day, I mean, that song is from the 80s, Walk Like an Egyptian. Still to this day, I love and I'm fascinated with all the, like, wood clunk sound effects and all the noises in that song.
Odd.
Yeah.
You're an odd bird.
What? You call me an odd bird because I like sound effects. I like sound effects and interesting noises. I like interesting noises. I happen to work in an oral profession.
Oh, you sure do.
That is oral. A-U-R-A-L. Oral, not O-R-A-L.
It's auditory. Yeah.
You love Froggy's nose humming equally as well, right?
That's right. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Hey, don't worry. We're going to talk about Bernie Sanders' mittens. You see all the memes that are floating around?
Oh, my God, it's nonstop.
It is out of control. So I've got a whole list of all the memes that have now worked, Bernie Sanders and my mittens, into memes, and we'll have to compare the Bernie Sanders memes. All right, Fester's Kid is standing by. Great audio. Oh, and by the way, for those that recall over the last, week or two, remember Chloe was on and she did the impersonation of Greta Thunberg?
Oh, that was
spot
perfect.
On.
Hey, how can we forget?
Chloe, my daughter, who's now 19 years old, she's home until, next week. She goes back to college next week up in New Hampshire. Well, not far from Bernie's Mittens in Vermont, just next door. And she did an impersonation, my daughter Chloe, did an impersonation of Greta Thunberg that is, "How dare you? I shouldn't be here." Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone impressed. I had so much email, people, like friends, text me. Oh, my God, I heard Chloe this morning.
Yeah, Chloe's actually going to get hired for parties to come over.
Did you see that she has a new documentary on Hegley?
Say that again?
Greta has a documentary on Hegley.
That was how she nailed the impersonation.
I did hear about that. Chloe has a new impersonation, which is amazingly topical, amazingly timely, given the events of yesterday. And Chloe will join us later on. I'm going to let her sleep, because what time is it now? 7:28 now.
Is it Hilaria?
No, it is not Hilaria Baldwin, the fake Spanish fraud. No, it's not her. It's more topical than that.
Whoa.
Yeah, much, much more topical. Think of the events of yesterday.
She does a better impression than you, a better impression of people than you do. I think she might have inherited that from you.
She does. Wait till you hear this one. So Chloe, a little later this morning, keep listening, and you'll hear who Chloe is going to impersonate a little later on. Stand by. All right, Fester.
Yes.
Go ahead and set this up. You sent this to my wife last night. Why did you not send this to me?
Your wife appreciates really good humor.
What are you talking about? My wife, Michelle, we're watching TV last night. I'm doing some prep. I'm sitting on my couch in my office. Michelle's sitting next to me watching TV. And she said, "Oh, look what Fester just sent me." And she starts laughing. I'm like, "Show it to me." And you sent a video to my wife, but you didn't send the video to me, the ringleader of the MJ Morning Show?
Cause I figured she was right next to you. I mean, I knew you would see it. You guys are together all the time.
Why wouldn't you have...
It's a weird choice.
Why am I bringing this up this morning? Why am I saying, we got to talk to your daughter, we got to play this audio on the show? Why wouldn't you have said, "Hey, we got to play this"? Or why wouldn't you have given this audio to Coop to pull? I had to give it to Coop to pull.
Look, I'm not that parent that's trying to, jam my kid down everybody's throat here.
No, but this is funny. Hold on. Are you suggesting I'm jamming my kid down everyone's throat?
I mean, your kid does have a second impression coming up, but that's not here today.
It was a dig at my kid, so don't worry.
It wasn't a dig at either of you, you morons. It was a dig at dance moms. But
like JonBenet Ramsey's mom?
Seriously.
Yeah.
God, hypersensitive. Boy,
his kid is actually really funny.
Yeah, you two exposed yourself.
Is it a joke?
First of all, your daughter is going to end up in some performance gig.
I don't know.
Hope she makes more of it than you did.
She might be, once the COVID thing's over, she might be like doing shows on a cruise ship.
I wish.
Oh, we all have hopes and dreams.
She's going to be a Carnival cruise employee.
I wish I could have risen to cruise ship status. All right.
The dream gig.
Bedtime's 8:30. 8:30 is bedtime. All right, everybody go to bed. Don't come downstairs.
Okay.
Every night, 10 minutes later, my daughter comes downstairs.
And she's got to do an act.
Every night. And she's always, I'm hungry. I want a hug. Right, okay. I want to say I love you. And she comes down giggling this time down the stairs.
All right. And your daughter, Hadley.
Yes.
Is nine?
9 years old.
Nine.
Yes.
Hadley is 9 years old. And?
And she says,
she butthead?
Yeah, that's how she laughs.
Well, by the way, was that Beavis or Butthead? Or did they
that was Butthead.
Did they both do that?
Beavis is more, I think.
Okay. And then Butthead is?
I think.
Okay.
It was a combination of the two.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you want? Now it's like 8:45 at night. She goes, I have a joke to tell you. And I'm like, okay. This had better be a good joke.
Right?
I mean, if you come downstairs after bedtime, this had better be a good joke. And I give her my stoic rock face, and she tells me the joke. It was pretty hysterical.
Did you make her do it again, and then you recorded it?
She tells me the joke.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that joke's too good. All right, come here. Let's make a video for Mrs. Michelle. And then she.
Michelle the first one?
Why would you think of the show?
Because Michelle could appreciate kid humor. I wasn't I was trying to entertain my friends.
She does. Michelle does appreciate kid humor.
Michelle doesn't know nothing about humor.
Here it is. This is the audio. This is the joke. Fester's 9-year-old daughter Hadley last night, just before bedtime. This is the joke she told.
My friends told me about this new movie coming out called Constipation. Oh, wait, it hasn't come out yet.
Wait, I don't get it. That was a poop joke.
She is her father's daughter.
Where did your daughter get this?
I don't know. She comes home with a poop joke. She's never said a poop joke like this ever.
All right, let me hear it again.
My friends told me about this new movie coming out called Constipation. Oh, wait, it hasn't come out yet.
I mean, her timing's pretty good. Her delivery is pretty good.
She took a little beat there.
Is that Hadley?
Yeah.
Fester's daughter, Hadley. Hey, Hadley.
Hello.
That's pretty funny, by the way.
I can tell you it in person.
Ooh.
I made a few changes to it because the first time, I don't think it made
a lot of sense, Hadley. All right, you want to tell it to us again with your changes?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Tell us again.
There's this new movie coming out called Constipation. Oh wait, it hasn't came out yet.
I like the changes.
You finessed it.
Very significant rewrite there.
I'm going to need your autograph.
Hadley, where did you hear that joke?
My friend Nate just said it out loud while I was trying to make a stick mini golf course with a little baby coconut.
Hold on, Fester. Can you interpret that for me, please?
Hadley, you were at school yesterday, and this kid in your class named Nate just kind of shouted this out in the class, right?
And there's something which is a coincidence. He just holds the gate because it's a gated school.
Oh.
When we go to Carline.
Okay.
He's a Nate gate.
He's a Nate gate. That's funny.
The Nate gate.
Okay.
So it's the Nate gate keeps him contained.
You should have went out on the first joke.
Remember what we talked about, Hadley? Edit.
Sometimes you got to know when it's time to say goodnight, everybody.
All right, listen. Yeah. Tell everybody to tip the waitresses and hang up, Hadley.
And 2-drink minimum.
Good night, kid. Have a good day at
school.
Daddy. Bye-bye.
Bye, Hadley. Great talking to you.
Say thanks. You've been a great audience.
Wow, she's great.
She's She's all over the place.
I tell you what, Fester.
She's all over.
She is you, buddy.
I hope she doesn't have your back hair, though.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's Huddy. Huddy's got the back hair.
My little boy's going to be a woolly mammoth.
Oh, man. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. We have a major Joe Exotic update coming up next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The late, great Tom Petty on the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And don't worry, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders' mittens in just a bit. We're going to talk about all the memes going on. This is crazy. How dare you make fun of my mittens and my ski parka, which I got at Kohl's.
What? I'm a meme?
He's a meme now.
What's a meme?
What's a meme?
Did he really buy it at Kohl's?
My staff told me that they sent me a message that I'm a meme.
I don't understand.
It's a meme. It's a meme, Bernie. We'll get into that. Yeah, he got that jacket is clearly or maybe Burlington Coat Factory.
It looks like a BCS special.
Are they out of business?
No.
No way.
No way. Burlington.
I thought they, didn't they close?
Maybe that one location.
Well, which one did they close?
Are they out of business?
I don't know. I thought.
It's been a minute since I've been there.
I thought Burlington Coat Factory had some issues.
Yeah, they stopped selling coats.
Yeah, and now it's more than great coats.
There's one at Seminole Plaza.
Well, I know. So,
yeah, it's a bunch of them.
All right, I guess they're still around. Why do I think that Burlington, did they close?
Because you don't shop much, probably.
Yeah,
now.
Maybe so. Did they close the one in South Tampa?
Did Arby's close? I haven't been there in 16 years either. I mean, no, I think they're still open. Here,
like Southdale Mabry. Is it open? Like open.
Southdale Mabry is two in Pinellas.
Hey, so if the one is at Britton Plaza still, I apologize. I just thought, what am I thinking of that closed down?
Lots of places.
Yeah, Sears?
Sears, that West Shore Sears is gone.
There's 20 Burlington Coat Factories in the Tampa Bay area. Look at them all.
I'm sorry, Burlington Coat Factory.
I need a coat.
I got to go to Burlington, by the way. Burlington. It works out very well because where is Burlington?
It's in Vermont.
Burlington, and of course, exactly. Burlington, he must have got a Burlington Coat Factory. His ski park. I mean, literally, it looks like he just wandered off the street. It looks like he's right out of Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, he's going ice fishing.
He is. That's what it looks like. He needs that little flap hat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
He's a flap hat.
He looks very angry, too.
He always looks angry.
I'm not in a good mood.
And his seat is, like, removed from everybody else's.
He's got these mittens that were, like, custom crocheted. It doesn't look. Looks like there's all kinds of gaps in the wool. How does that keep your hands warm?
My hands are still cold for some reason.
All right, we'll get into Bernie Sanders a little later on. Ugh. I said we've got some breaking news on Joe Exotic. There's a lot of new Joe Exotic news out on the heels of Trump not pardoning Joe Exotic. First of all, Carol Baskin. From right up the road here in Citrus Park at Big Cat Rescue. Carol Baskin is waiting. Fester, I told you to contact Carol Baskin yesterday.
Right.
You did email her, right?
I sent an email out and I have not got a reply back.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, Carol.
Carol? That is rude, Carol.
Listen, easy on Carol. She's got a busy day.
Carol, come on. Could you please respond to Fester? We want to get you on the show. We want to talk about the latest, we wanted to talk about yesterday, the fact that Joe Exotic didn't get a pardon. So, Carol Baskin speaks out to BuzzFeed News?
Oh.
She can't speak to the MJ Morning Show, but she can speak to BuzzFeed News? Yeah, Carol Baskin, on the fact that Joe Exotic did not get a pardon, said that he deserves to be kept in a cage. That he deserves the same treatment that he gave his animals.
Oh, Carol.
Yeah. The nemesis of Joe Exotic was pleased that outgoing President Donald Trump did not include Joe Exotic on the long list of last-minute pardons and commuted sentences. I think only Joe's team and the media were ever even thinking about a pardon for Joe, Baskin told BuzzFeed News. There's no benefit other than a feeble attempt to deflect attention for anyone to pardon somebody who walked up to five tigers and shot them in the head in order to clear cage space for a circus. Who is going to pay him to board their tigers during the off season? Well, how about the fact that Joe Exotic tried to hire a hitman to kill you, Carol Baskin?
Yeah,
you
know, forget the five tigers, Carol.
Exactly.
I gotta hand it to Carol. Yeah. She's not making it about her. She's making it about the animals.
Because yeah, she's insane, apparently.
Or she loves animals.
And, of course, the legal team for Joe Exotic, they were so sure that Trump was going to pardon him. They had an airplane and they had a limo ready to take him out of the federal lockup. Was that in Texas somewhere?
Not cool. Yeah.
Why did they have that feeling?
I don't know. I don't know. They were trying to create their own hype and story is what it was.
I don't want to jinx anything, but if I ever end up in prison and I'm a potential candidate for a presidential pardon, guys, don't get a limo. Just don't jinx it.
Did you see?
Right, exactly.
And the other breaking news, did you see what Joe Exotic said?
Oh, no. Is he devastated?
Was he talking through, like, the plexiglass phone?
He thinks he knows why he wasn't pardoned.
The Joe Exotic Twitter feed, which is @Joe_Exotic, says, this was yesterday. This is a tweet from yesterday. I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends all come first.
Joe.
So,
didn't get what he wanted and just... Poof,
Joe thinks that he was too gay to get a pardon from Trump.
Hello!
Wait, he's gay?
What? Yes, he's gay. Did you watch the series or not?
Oh, I watched it.
How do you not know he's gay?
I was joking. Because he's obviously gay.
All right, here's what Joe said from prison yesterday.
I'm super gay. I'm gay enormous. I'm so gay.
All right, so that's exclusive audio.
Then he asked for extra grape jelly at the food line.
Carol Baskin. Carol, can you please respond to Fester's email? Would you please?
I'm sure she's going to get right on that.
Come on, Carol.
Come on, Carol. All right, so that's the latest Joe Exotic breaking news. I told you Joe Exotic was not going to get a pardon.
Would have been great, though.
It was just froggy.
Yeah. All right, 7:45. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. We have a little inside story we got to tell. I am so pissed off at this. I am so aggravated. This was weaselly. We have an inside weasel story to tell.
I don't know.
You know what that tells me?
I don't know if it's weaselly.
Spineless, no balls. That's what it comes down to.
Exactly. Oh,
hang on. I'm going to tell this story, and it's coming up next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 and Stevie Nicks. And the MJ Money Machine is coming up here momentarily. So your chance to win $500 in minutes. So we'll give you the keyword. We'll give you the text number to very easily text the keyword. And boom, you're in the running. Could win $500 cash in minutes. And, of course, it happens all day long. We'll give you the details. Now, my aggravation, my anger, my, you know, WTF, really? And nothing was said. And this is kind of like going behind our back, kind of behind what we had decided to do. I thought it was kind of funny. All right, little behind-the-scenes story here on the MJ Morning Show. The MJ Money Machine, our new promotion. We shot numerous videos promoting the MJ Money Machine. And yesterday we shot a new video. You know, we shot the whole video with the crew, and people love that. You know, smacking you with cash. And we're all getting smacked in the face with bundles of money. That was the first one we shot. And we had to shoot a new one, which is then going to debut, I think, maybe today, on social media. You know, we're gonna, it'll be, you know, on Facebook. They're going to buy advertising on Facebook. And so it'll be on social media. So we shot this new video, and it's about the money machine. But I'm aggravated at what happened after the video shoot. Because this is kind of, you know, sly, little Weasley. You know, nothing was said to us. And we found out inadvertently because Buck, our video guy who shot the video and edited this thing, did a fantastic job. And then early this morning, he's like, hey, you know, I'll explain everything in a second. This is the audio. This is the quick little 40-second promo that we shot for the new Money Machine promo. Here, listen to this. Hey, it's MJ. Let me show you how the MJ Money Machine works. Just enter the code word that we give you seven times a day, and you could win $500 in cash.
Smacking you with cash.
The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, and we're celebrating by giving you a shot at up to $10,000.
Listen at 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m.
Can we get a service guy out here to fix this thing? All right, so it's, you know, money's flying at me. It's pretty funny. And there's actually this money gun that we put the fake money in. And by the way, these are fake hundreds, but they look like you could really pass them off. And these have to be illegal in the U.S., these fake hundreds that we have. I mean, I got to be honest, this probably warrants a visit from the Secret Service.
I think so.
No. No, it does. Don't even say that.
But I guess the story is they ordered these fake hundreds from Russia. That's a true story.
Is that why there's Russian writing on them?
Exactly. Yeah. So they look, if you drop one of these in a parking lot, people would go, oh my God, $100 bill. You know what? That's a bit. We ought to do that as well. But they just monitor people as we leave these in park.
People will fight over these fake $100. They're that realistic.
Absolutely.
Well, if you want to know how realistic they are, in our other video where all the cash is falling on us, you can see the smile. I'm the only one who's like super, super happy getting smacked in the face with cash. You know the video with four of us?
I do.
Yeah. If you ever see that video, Roxanne looks like she's having the best day of her life when she gets hit with cash.
It's like orgasmic.
Yeah, it's like...
All right, so what's the problem here?
All right, so...
We shot the video yesterday, and we shoot it at an ATM.
Right.
An automatic teller machine. Originally, we were going to shoot it like at a Wells Fargo on 4th Street, or there's a bank right outside. What bank is that? Like Seacoast or whatever.
Something.
There's a bank right here near 4th and Gandy, near where the radio complex is at Coger. And then Ted, our program director, he has cold feet about shooting at the bank. And he says, you know what? Outside of Publix, they have that Presto machine in the wall, and it's going to be a little less conspicuous if we just go to Publix and use the ATM machine as the MJ Money Machine spitting all the cash out.
That was a pretty good idea on his part.
And it was. It was a good idea. And Publix, a lot of Publixes have the ATM right there in the wall. And we were on MLK, right?
Yeah, the corner of Roosevelt and 9th, yeah. Corner of Dr. King and Roosevelt.
Right, here in St. Petersburg. So they print out MJ Money Machine logos, and we shot this guerrilla style. You know, no, I'm just being honest, no permission. We just shot it guerrilla style, went up to the ATM, slapped the stickers on the ATM, MJ Money Machine and a Q105 stickers, and I'm just, you know, doing a little walk and talk. Hey, it's the MJ Money Machine. So we had to shoot this down and dirty. We shoot the video. It was quick. It was easy. Done.
Dude, we had the perfect take, and then the cart guy comes.
Yeah, the
cart.
Yeah. And then the cart audio, because he's wheeling in this like this.
Hey, that's a tough gig, all right? Yeah, put him some slack.
He's wheeling in this trolley of like 38 carts, and it's going. It's like, dude, we're trying to shoot something here. Guerrilla style. All right. When we finish the video shoot, Ted was getting ready to take all the stickers off the machine, you know, Q105 and the MJ Money Machine. I said, nah, just leave them.
Why would he do that?
No, just leave the stickers on. A little promotion. Listen,
anything else?
Yeah, Publix is a great store. Publix gets a lot of traffic. Hey, anything will help, you know, promote the MJ Morning Show on Q105 and the MJ Money Machine. And he said, oh, well, maybe we should take it off. I don't know. So we finally, we convince him, okay, we'll leave it. So we all walk away, we leave. And then we found out this morning, so Buck is the video guy. Buck, how do you say your last name?
Machete.
Machete. No, because Dexter calls you Machete Man.
Okay, Hilaria.
Yeah.
Machete.
How do you say it, really?
My real last name, McKinnon. Yeah.
So wait, your last name's not Machete?
No, it's not Machete.
So why is that on your... Why do you...
It's a Hilaria.
That's a whole different story.
All right, fine. Yeah. All right, so Buck, our video guy, says, oh, by the way... Now, tell the story.
Yeah, so I came in and I said, oh, by the way, you know... Ted went back after we all left.
Ted, the program director on Q105. After we were done and we left the MJ Money Machine stickers on the Presto ATM outside of Publix. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he comes in my office and we're working on the video and he's standing behind me. And I've got windows behind my back area,
right,
where the parking lot is. And he comes in and he goes,
By the way, hang on a sec. I'm going to do the keyword for the money machine in a moment. Right after the story, we're going to give you the new keyword for you to win $500. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, he comes in, he goes, I was looking for you. You know, I'm just, I'm not sure about what we did. And I go, Ted, what are you talking about? He goes, you know, and he's got sweat running down his head. You know, I'm just going to go back and remove those stickers. And I said, are you kidding me? Just leave them. You know, I was thinking, it's a federal offense.
Guys, stop making fun of Ted. That's the right thing to do. He's protecting everybody.
It's not a federal offense. We left the MJ Money Machine sticker on an ATM at Publix.
We could have President Biden pardon him.
Jeez. So he's all nervous and sweating?
He's nervous. And like I said, there's windows in my office.
Right.
And as he's saying that, he looks out the window and a police car pulls up, not to park, but like, you know how they park like parallel?
Yeah.
And they leave the car on.
Yeah, well, they do paperwork and they do computer stuff in our parking lot. The same police a lot of times. Yeah.
So he sees that and he goes, oh! And he runs out of my office.
Weenie.
Back to Publix.
He went back to Publix to remove the MJ Money Machine sticker off of the Presto ATM.
That's it.
This is our fearless leader.
He's looking out for everybody. He's protecting all of us. Buck, though, you can tell that story and throw people under the bus because you throw yourself under the bus when you trash.
Roxanne, why are you kissing his ass?
Yeah, that's your problem, Roxanne.
What are you doing? So,
but listen, MJ, the funniest part of the whole video is you can clearly see the Presto screen on the video. And all these little tacked on bumper stickers and MJ Money Machine stickers.
Do that nervous impression of Ted again. I want to hear that again. Well, give me the verbiage.
I don't know. Maybe we should double check it.
And then he runs out of the office to go back to remove the MJ Money Machine.
Ted's voice is much deeper than that.
Well, you know, MJ, you know, it's a good idea, but it's not a great idea. So I'm thinking I'm going to go back.
By the way, the video, if you want to see the video, it's going to hit social media. I guess we can post it on MJMorningShow.com. Can we get it up there?
It is.
The video's already up?
Yeah.
If you want to see the video, it is on MJMorningShow.com. Are you sure? You just said it is.
Well, it's...
It is or it isn't. Hello?
I think it is.
All right. Well, I don't want to think. All right. If you go to my... I put it up on my social media. If you go to @ToddSchmidt on Twitter... If you go to @MJMorningShow on Twitter, or if you go to Instagram, if you go to @MJMorningShow on Instagram, or @CertifiedToddSchmidt on Instagram, I posted the video so you can see the video that I'm... Well, guys, he ran back and took it off the machine?
So I take it we can't set a van on fire around here? If he freaks out about that?
And he told nobody. Buck's got to roll over on him and give us the details.
WRBQ HD1 Tampa, a Beasley Media Group station. Fire up the MJ Money Machine.
Let's go. Here it is. This hour's word is gold. As in that last segment was gold. G-O-L-D. All right. You got until 8:15, quarter past the hour, to text it to our nationwide text line at 45911 or enter it on our app or at myq105.com, and you could win $500 with the MJ Money Machine. So, good luck from the MJ Morning Show on Q105. What a weasel. Hey, give me that again. Buck, hurry up.
I don't know.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Now, I have no idea. I have no idea if Ted's going to pick up the phone. I want to talk to him. I want to know what he was thinking. Going back to the ATM and taking our little MJ Money Machine sticker. Oh, my. I'm all nervous. I better go back. I mean, really? Come on. We got to get into Bernie Sanders. Also, oh, my God. There was a Powerball winner last night. One freaking ticket. Now, even bigger than the Powerball jackpot is the Mega Millions jackpot, and that'll be tomorrow night. So hold on a minute. Let me try to buzz Ted up here. I'm still aggravated. I should give a cell number out. I'm so ticked. I cannot believe that he went back to the ATM to remove the MJ and the Q sticker. Jeez.
Hello.
Folks, it's Ted. It's the program director of Q105.
Yes.
Dude, you're a wee. Come on, really? You are that much of a scaredy cat?
What? Scared about what?
Oh, no. He's not listening to the show.
Listen, Ted, we got the full scoop as to what you did yesterday after we finished our recording.
Well, folks, this is Ted, the program director at Q105, and Ted didn't hear the last segment. Ted, we were alerted that you got all nervous and started sweating, and you went back to the ATM.
I took our defacing of an ATM down.
We did not deface it. They were just little. It was like little scotch tape. You printed on a color printer the MJ Morning Show Money Machine logo, and it was scotch taped. It wasn't defaced. We put it on the ATM for the MJ Money Machine, and we decided, hey, let's just leave it. Hey, people, it's like a little promotion for the MJ Money Machine. And 40 minutes later, you go back to the ATM to take the sticker off because you were all nervous?
I did. I admit it. I did. Yeah.
My God.
I feel like I did the right thing because we were covering up Visa, you know, the logos of what was available in there.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was above it, it would have been okay. Oh, and I just got nervous.
Oh, because it had the Visa and the plus symbol for the, you know, all the ATM.
Yeah, all of those things. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And we had the Q105 sticker on there, and I just felt like there was video on us.
I did point out, by the way, this whole thing is being captured by the ATM surveillance camera.
I'd love to see that. I would love to see that.
So, Ted,
I wonder if we can contact the Publix where that was located at, for the Presto machine.
Yeah.
Ted,
I'd love to see it.
Did you see a police car in our parking lot?
Hold on, what was that?
There was a police car yesterday.
Yeah, so Buck told us you got all nervous. Hey, Ted, you've been working here a lot longer than us, and even I know that the St. Pete police, they will come to our parking lot, they'll park to do paperwork.
Oh, okay.
Yes! Well, they're not they weren't here to pick you up. Oh, my God. We tracked them down to the Q105 studios. They put an MJ Money Machine sticker on an ATM. We caught them red-handed.
The worst-case scenario, a bag boy would have had to get some goo gone on aisle 3 and take down the bumper stickers. That's it.
Yeah, all of those scenarios were running through my mind. Like, on behalf of the company, I would do the right thing. Oh,
what did I tell you guys? Yeah. He's trying to protect all of us.
Quite an overthinker, you guys.
Yeah, police aren't swarming to Subaru.
Overthinking, weaselly, behind our back, was never going to tell us that he went back and took the stickers off. All right, Ted,
Now we know.
I just figured you play me like a fiddle. I'm doing it again.
I got your number, dude.
Thank you, Ted.
I got your number. You're turning out to be even worse than Tommy Schmuck on wheels.
Oh, That's not the case.
Okay, I think I gotta go.
Bye, Ted.
Not true, Ted. You're the best.
In complete hindsight, they don't get much worse than Tommy.
Stop! Don't say that.
I mean,
you said it first.
Oh, great. Now we don't tell the truth around
here. I did say even worse than Tommy Schmuck on wheels.
That was great. That's good. You might be an overthinker, but he's still good.
And by the way, good morning, Tommy, because he listens to the show a whole lot.
Well,
he'll text me in a bit.
You should hear what he has to listen to over there. Oh, God.
All right, now, When we get back, should I let Chloe sleep a little longer?
Yes. What time does this kid get up? Yes. It's 8:15.
Yeah, what kind of entitled Gen Zer are you making here?
She's getting plenty of sleep before she has to go back to college next week. So, Chloe has a new impression that kicks butt. Just out of nowhere yesterday, she does this. I'm like, oh my God, that's fantastic. Chloe with a brand new impression. This might even top her Greta Thunberg impersonation.
Setting the bar high.
Yeah. So hold on. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. And then we got to dive into the whole Bernie Sanders mitten thing and the ski parka and all the memes that are flying around. I got a lot of stuff. We're loaded here. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show, and it has been revealed. Yesterday, we had heard that Joe Biden did confirm that outgoing President Trump did leave a note. The reports that I saw, by the way, welcome, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. The reports were that Trump did not personally put the letter in the desk, but he must have written it in the private family quarters of the White House, and then an aide placed the note from President Trump for Biden on the Resolute desk or in the drawer of the Resolute desk, which really became a tradition. I believe Reagan started it. Reagan started writing the note, left it for George H.W. Bush, and then Bush did it for Clinton. Clinton did it for George W. Bush. George W. Bush did it for Obama. Obama did it for Trump, and now Trump did leave a note for Biden, and the note content, very short and sweet. It said,
bleep you.
It was a tweet.
Well, close.
It said, you're writing a tweet.
It said, suck it.
Yeah, suck it.
No, it's,
I won by a lot.
Suck it. Said, and then a picture of a bird.
It said, suck it. No, it didn't. Biden has not revealed what it said yet.
Oh, yeah. So
Biden said yesterday he's going to talk to Trump or message Trump and see if it's okay for him to release the details. But Biden said that the note from Trump was, quote, very generous.
We leave a couple hundred of
I don't know. He left the membership to Mar-a-Lago.
Hey, next time you get earplugs, it's on me.
Yeah,
exactly. $200. Listen, you know what? President Trump, it was on his to-do list on Tuesday night, so he wrote the letter his last night in the White House. I'm sure he was somewhat gracious in the letter. Okay, I'm not sure.
Yeah, this moving along. This is incredible. One winning Powerball ticket was sold last night. This is the Wednesday drawing, of course. Powerball draws on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. And, of course, Mega Millions, that jackpot is even bigger than Powerball. Mega Millions draws on Tuesday and Friday. So tomorrow is going to be the next Mega Millions jackpot. One winning ticket. A ticket sold in Maryland matched all six numbers in the Powerball drawing last night. The fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history.
Whoa.
The winning numbers 40, 53, 60, 68, 69, plus Powerball 22. The lucky ticket holder will have the choice between an estimated annuity of $731.1 million paid in 30 graduated payments over 29 years, or a lump sum payment of $546 million. $546.8 million. Both prize options are before taxes. One person, $730 million. That's crazy.
Hey, congratulations, pal.
It's going to get bad from here.
Could be a palette.
Or a, right.
Yeah, it could be a woman.
Pal's a...
He's cursed.
Pal's Yeah,
you know what I'm guessing?
Gender in specific terms.
You know what I'm guessing, though? I'm guessing that with COVID-19, there might not be as many office lottery pulls.
Because people aren't getting together, talking about giving each other money, right, exchanging the cash to buy them. Sure.
Yeah, so if you're not having all the office gatherings and people are done are doing their job remotely, you're not going to have, you know, the office lottery pull. One person, Maryland, I wonder if Maryland is a state where the person's revealed. Because some states, you can opt for anonymity, which I think is great. The last thing you want, I'm telling you right now, the last thing you want is to win $731 million in Powerball and then have your name revealed because you are hassled. You have every freaking relative that might be like a 17th cousin removed is contacting you. You've got strangers from all over the world that
wanting you to invest.
Will track you. It's not just that. With their hard luck stories.
Yeah, hardship cases.
Every, oh my God, please. Can you help us? Hey, remember our buddy Steve that won the Powerball?
He was telling me about some of the mail he gets that somehow reaches him.
Our buddy Steve from Sarasota, he used to live up in New Jersey.
He won the Pennsylvania lottery living in New Jersey.
Right. He lived in New Jersey, and he drove into Pennsylvania and stopped and got a lottery ticket. I think it was before Jersey was on Powerball or whatever the story was, and he won. He won like $55 million in Powerball. This is, you know, certainly it's not a $730 million jackpot, but listen, the guy was set for life, and he was telling us all the stories that people would, this is crazy. Our buddy, what was Steve's last name?
Don't give it out because then more people will call him.
No, we've had him on the air a bunch of times. It's been a long time.
I have him saved as Lottery Steve on my phone. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe we should call him and have him. Hold on, it's Steve Powerball. Yeah, Steve White. All right, Fessor, here, let me dial him up here quickly. Hold on a minute. Let me dial him up and see if
probably homeless.
He ran through it all. You know, I tell you, he is a very generous person, you know, with his winnings. I remember we helped him one year with his toy fundraiser.
Hurry up. Pick up the hotline.
And he bought every toy in a Toys R Us store.
See if it's still him. So Steve, great guy. And he won Powerball, I think back somewhere like 2006 or something. He won Powerball. And he moved from the Northeast, moved to Sarasota. And he's done a bunch of charitable things. And is it still his number?
It's still ringing.
All right. It's still ringing. But I'd love for him to tell our listeners a story. But
it's a message if you want to leave a message.
No, that's all right. All right. Leave a message. Tell him it's us. Hey, we're trying to talk to you about. So he would tell us that people would write, seriously, people would write Powerball winner New Jersey. And that was the only address on the envelope. And it would get to him. That the post office got Powerball winner, New Jersey.
Creepy.
And people writing letters, oh, please, can you help us out? You know, this happened, that happened. Can you please help us out?
The dog lost a leg.
It's crazy stuff. All right, Fessor's going to leave a message for Steve. But I'm telling you, he had some crazy, crazy stuff. All right, hang on. When we get back in 2 minutes and 52 seconds, I'm going to get Chloe on. She's got a brand new impersonation. And yeah, we got to talk about Bernie and the mittens and the ski park. It's coming up, MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, Joan Jett, 840. Fester, let me know when you have Chloe on the phone. Folks, Chloe has another brilliant impersonation that she would like to. Well, she doesn't really want to do it, but I said, you got to do it.
We'll be the judge of the brilliance.
After the Greta Thunberg deal, you got to do it. Oh, incidentally, a couple of comments on the inaugural celebratory performances last night. You know, Gaga was great. I want to play some of Gaga doing the national anthem. And the fact that she lent Kamala Harris the meat dress to wear during the swearing-in...
That was nice.
...was really, really, really nice.
Really cool.
Yeah, it was fantastic. The meat was a little rotted because it's been sitting around for a while, but the dress just looked phenomenal. What was that, Fester?
No, it just helped that it was chilly in Washington yesterday to get the flies off the meat.
The Bernie Sanders thing. Chloe, I'll be right there. I'll let you wake up because Fester, I think, just woke Chloe up.
She was out of a dead sleep. She's like, yeah. Oh.
She can do her vocal exercises.
Yeah. Hey, let me get her on first. Hey, Chloe, you there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to talk about Bernie Sanders' mittens here for a second so you can wake up a little more. And I built this up about how phenomenal your new impersonation is, and it's very, very topical. The guys couldn't even guess what it was, but we'll see if they can. All right, Chloe, in minutes. Bernie Sanders mittens, the memes with Bernie Sanders and the mittens. Why are people making fun of my mittens? These were knitted by my next-door neighbor. Her name is Estelle. She lives in Vermont. You know, those mittens look like, seriously, it looks like some old lady knitted those mittens, you know, went down to Michael's and got some yarn or yarn barn and those mittens.
Crocheted them, yep.
Thank you for the mittens.
All right, so listen, the more I look at these mittens, I'm thinking that they're store-bought because they have the nice little leather on the palm part.
Right, yeah, I guess
they're
you're
not
right.
knitted yeah. all the way around.
No, but they look, the front, the top side looks like a homemade knitted mitten.
Like baby booties.
If the mitten don't fit.
No, you're right. It's kind of like a baby, like grandma knits little baby booties. Exactly.
Was it a North Face jacket?
No, it was not. I don't think Bernie, that was some off-brand generic jacket.
South Face?
No, it was.
South yeah, Ass.
It was nothing of the sort. I got this jacket. I have a ski parka. I'm going to the inauguration, and I'm wearing these mittens, and I'm wearing a ski parka. I'm going to carry a manila envelope because I'm on my way to the post office to mail this, and look. Suddenly, inauguration, I decided to stop in.
Yeah, and that was a comment that this just looked like something Bernie had to do today.
I have some errands to run.
It looks like he's in Grumpy Old Men with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. It does. It looks like it's, get off my lawn.
It looks like he's wearing black pants, blue socks, brown shoes. He doesn't care.
He is awesome. Bernie, I love him.
He does not care. But the memes that are going around, they have Bernie, these are some, and Froggy, I know that you've seen a bunch of these things. There are a ton of memes. They've got Bernie while Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker are in a lightsaber battle. Bernie's just sitting there on the chair in the background watching. Let's see what we have here. We have, Bernie's sitting on the moon next to the flag.
I saw him at a WWE event holding the WWE title.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Is that Galaxy? They got him in the spacecraft, the Galaxy of the Guardians.
Here's Bernie on the subway.
Bernie sitting on the New York City subway. They've got Bernie in, I don't know, some Disney animated. Here's Schitt's Creek. They've got him in Schitt's Creek with the whole cast is sitting there, and then Bernie's just sitting next to them. Here's Bernie sitting next to that monolith that showed up. You know, the metal monolith in Utah? They got Bernie just sitting there.
Here's Bernie next to Pauly D sitting the courtside at the Knicks game.
Oh, look, there's Bernie next to Forrest Gump on the bench.
Do you know the old photo, the old black and white photo of the iron workers? You know,
sitting on the, having lunch?
Yeah, so the old 1930s photo of those iron workers high above Manhattan sitting on a steel girder having lunch. Bernie's now sitting there with his parka and his mittens.
Guys, we're a little high up, guys. This is a little high.
They have Bernie sitting on the chair with his mask, his cheap ski parka, and the mittens, and he's replaced the fly on Mike Pence's head from the debate. All right, this is great. He's sitting next to Paulie Walnuts outside of the pork shop in the Sopranos.
LaSalle's or
whatever it is. Isn't that great?
It's a difficult situation.
Oh, it's fantastic. Let me get Chloe on the phone. All right, Chloe, you there?
Yes.
This all comports. This all falls into place. Now, guys, do you have any idea what impersonation Chloe is going to do?
All right, I've created a list of people that I hope she's doing and a list of people I hope she's not doing.
I have a guess, too.
All right, Fessa, what's your list, quickly?
All right.
Your list? It's one guess.
Who do you think she's going
to
do?
You gave me the hint that it had something to do with yesterday, yes. So I'm guessing that the young poet laureate that's...
She did a very nice job.
Gorman. Amanda Gorman.
Do you have a guess who you think Chloe's going to impersonate?
No, just Fester's guess.
Nope, that's incorrect. Froggy, what is your guess?
I guess, going off of her Greta impression, I think she does a Melania.
Oh.
Don't tell me you have a Vice President Harris impression.
Well, hold on, Fessy. You'll find out momentarily. All right. For those that never heard it, do me a favor. Do the Greta Thunberg impersonation once again so people can hear that. All right? Go.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school, on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all rely on us young people for hope. How dare you?
So that's Chloe's Greta impersonation.
And she has a new documentary on Hulu.
Are you ready? Here is the new impersonation. I'm going to give you the actual audio clip of what she's going to impersonate. I'm going to give you that first.
Okay.
All right? Here it is.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
Fester, oh my God, he is a vice president. Harris impression.
Fester, you're correct. It is going to be Kamala Harris. Chloe, do your Kamala Harris impression.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
Dude, that is spot on.
Like Richard Little.
It's Chloe Little.
Hey, put this into your repertoire, Chloe. Remember when she was on a particular talk show and he asked her about why you went so hard after Joe Biden? She did the, it was a debate. You got to put that in there, too.
All right, hold on. Let me, Chloe, I'm going to play the audio bite one more time, and then I want you to do Kamala Harris, the new
Roxanne's
VP.
Roxanne's was good, too.
Yeah, it was. Do it again. All right, I'm going to play the audio, then right afterwards, you go right into your impersonation. Here we go.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
I can't tell the difference.
Great. Am I the only one that thinks this is awful?
I can't tell the difference.
Chloe, that's terrible.
No, it's not. Oh. Shut your pie hole.
Listen, Vice President Harris, we apologize.
Fester, what are you talking? It's fantastic.
Fester, guess what? Your kid's joke wasn't that good.
Yeah, Chloe's impersonation is fantastic.
Chloe, I love it.
Chloe is great.
Keep it up, girl.
Chloe, keep working. That is... Fester, shut up.
Fester's such a jerk today.
He is.
Golly.
Chloe, all right, one more time on the way out before I hit traffic. Go ahead.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
That's what she
perfect, is. And it was even better than the time before. See, she rose to the pressure of Fester's critique. Good job.
Like, that sounds like a Tiffany Trump impression.
And by the way, Chloe, what did you point out that was a little bit contrived? That what did you point out about that scene where Kamala was apparently jogging and then called Joe Biden to congratulate him?
She was on a run, and her whole PR team just happened to be on the run with her, and they recorded the video of her in her tracksuit. Meanwhile, it didn't even look like she was, like, broke a sweat.
I love it. All right, Chloe. All right, good job. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Well, that's pretty funny.
That was spot on.
It was a debate.
Ooh, we should have battling.
Dueling
Kamala Harris's.
Have Roxanne do it. What's the line?
All right, Fester, shut up. I don't want to hear a word out of your fat face.
Good. I want nothing to do with this segment. Right.
Hey, Gaga was fantastic yesterday.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I am very confident. I'm extremely confident in my masculinity that I have no problem saying that I am a Lady Gaga fan. Fester, why give me a look? You give me a look.
I don't know why you question your masculinity. I think she's very talented.
Yeah, I really like Lady Gaga. I think she's remarkably talented. I don't like every song that she's done, but I'm a Lady Gaga fan.
Where's she been?
Hibernating.
I guess so.
Yeah, she was with Jack Ma for a while. I don't know. She kind of was out of the spotlight, but
yeah.
She emerged
amazingly in perfect form yesterday. And Gaga did the national anthem at Biden's inauguration, and it was just tremendous. I'm playing the whole thing, by the way.
What's so
this is amazing.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in love, came from through the night, that our flag was still there.
I've got chills. Wow.
Oh, the music.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
I got to be honest. I think that rivals Whitney Houston here in Tampa back in, what was that?
I don't know. That's hard to beat.
It would have been in 92?
It was, yeah.
93?
No, it was before that. I think it might have been 90, 91, right?
It's sounded amazing.
She was great. So wait a minute. You don't think that was as good as Whitney Houston?
No, I don't. But it sounded amazing.
Well, you're getting all catty over here.
Yeah, not cattiness. It's Whitney Houston's putting them in order.
Okay. It was January 27th, 1991.
Yeah, Whitney Houston. Yeah,
Whitney Houston's is the best. And this was a very good one.
That was fantastic.
That's the gold standard.
Lady Gaga, that gave me chills. She was fantastic.
The music was in the way.
I love Gaga. What do they call the Gaga? The little ants? What is it they call the
little monsters?
Little monsters. I forgot.
Little ants.
That's right. Her fans are little monsters.
Come on, my little ants. Come to my hill.
You like that, Coop?
Yeah, that was good.
What a dope.
You know who Lady Gaga is, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, just checking.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's my time.
She's Lady fantastic. Gaga. Now, I did tune in to a little bit, not much. I did tune into a little bit of the inaugural primetime celebration, and was Tom Hanks dressed as a burglar?
No, I thought it was a hitman.
He
looked like a hitman.
He was like in all black. He had black gloves on. I thought he was that that burglar from the Simply Safe commercials. You know, the only thing he was missing was that ski cap, like he's about to knock off a bank.
You know what's weird too is Tom Hanks, who is, to me, eternally young, has given me so much pleasure over the years with his movies. He's getting old. You hear his voice? He's like, it's a son. I'm like, you don't sound like Woody.
He sounds like Tom Brady.
Where's Woody? He sounds old now. I don't like it.
Did you see The Simpsons predicted Tom Hanks's aura at this?
What?
There's a meme.
No,
yes.
Hold on, but don't know.
Okay.
There was another meme that was photoshopped. I think you sent me that other meme a while ago. There was a meme that allegedly predicted the Viking horns guy storming the Capitol.
I didn't send you that.
Somebody did. And
that's old Simpsons. That's fake.
That turned out to be somebody photoshopped the horns on the guy that took over some, I think, building in Springfield or whatever the heck it was.
Well, but in 2007, The Simpsons movie, Tom Hanks, animated Tom Hanks, says as part of a TV advertisement, the U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine. And he's in the same outfit, basically, close to it, that
really?
Tom wore yesterday.
Are you sure?
I'll have to go back and watch the Simpson movie.
Oh, by the way, a little more on Bernie Sanders and the mitts and the ski parka. I forgot to mention earlier that Bernie Sanders said that he's not concerned about people talking about his mitts and his jacket because, quote, we're not too concerned about good fashion in Vermont, is what Bernie Sanders said.
Yes.
You tracked down my buddy Steve, the lottery man, right?
Yeah, I left a message for him, and he gave us a call back.
All right, hold on. Let's call him next.
Okay.
So we were talking earlier about how there was one Powerball winning ticket in Maryland last night, $731 million. That's insane. $731.1 million. One person, one ticket. And I mentioned that we have a buddy of ours that won Powerball back, I think, in the 2000s. And he had people from all over the place begging him for money. So hold on. This is really a good story. We have a lot to get to in the final hour here on the MJ Morning Show. We're going to get Steve, our buddy, the Powerball winner. He's got money coming out the waz. And we'll talk to him next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. You want to hear this very interesting stuff coming up next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 at 9:08 here on a Thursday, the day after the inauguration. A couple of other inaugural observations coming up in just a bit here on the MJ Morning Show. Stand by. Hollywood Dirt, morons in the news. Got a couple of crazy things. Got a couple of car stories I got to get to coming up in just a bit. All right, Fester, is that Steve on the hotline?
It is, but he requested like 30 seconds.
Okay.
He's like, give me a minute. I think he has to put his pants back on. I'm not sure.
Well, you told him we're on radio,
I
right?
I did.
He's not trying to hook up like a TV live shot on Skype or something,
nothing,
right?
Nothing like that.
Is he wiping with a couple hundreds?
I don't know what he's doing.
You know, I said that he won a fortune. I thought I said like $55 million or something. I think they won like $200 million, and then after taxes, it was like $110 million or something.
We'll get all the numbers from him. It was 17 years ago. Yeah, he told me that.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So our buddy Steve, and we made friends with him years ago during the original MJ Morning Show run. Do you remember how he contacted us? I guess we can ask him.
I think you saw a documentary on people who won the lottery.
Oh, that's right.
And they recognize things in the background.
That's right.
Like, I think that's in Sarasota.
Yeah, so we talked about it on the show. There's a documentary about lottery winners. And I'm like, dude, I think the guy lives in Florida. Looks like West Coast Florida. And I think we tracked him down or he called us. Hey, Steve, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning and welcome back to Florida.
Hey, Steve, did you know that we were back with the MJ Morning Show? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Fantastic. Are you still down in Sarasota?
I am. Yes, I am.
Awesome. All right. Refresh our memory here. And the reason why we have Steve on. Steve won Powerball back in like 2004. Was that right?
That's right. May 8th, 2004.
Wow. You're not going to forget that date. And
are you kidding?
Yeah. The reason why we've got Steve on the phone is somebody, can you believe, I don't know if you heard this, one ticket in Maryland won $731 million in Powerball last night.
I did hear that. Yes, I did.
Unbelievable. Now, exactly. Now, you won. Was your winning like 210 or something?
It was about 213, I believe. And it was the fifth largest at the time.
All right. And then
the lottery.
And you guys opted to take the lump sum, and it was about $110 million. Was that right?
Well, yes. What happens in this case, obviously the federal government withholds 25% right off the top. So then I got a check for 110, but then of course you get another tax bill after that. So the 110 became, I think, net like 60, almost 70 million.
That's fantastic. And you still have some money saved, I hope.
I do. I did give up some of it in a divorce.
Oh, that's right. Steve, I did hear about that. Steve and his wife divorced, what has it been, about 10 years now?
It's coming up on 9 right now.
Do you guys keep in touch? Do you talk? Or?
No, not at all. Do you know why the old expression, why is divorce so expensive?
Yeah.
Because it's so worth it.
Oh, now, Steve, if you don't mind, me asking, you can tell me to mind my own business. Was this kind of a divorce where it was split 50-50, like she got half?
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
there was no prenup, so obviously, you know, in Florida, it's a 50-50 state, so it was pretty simple to package it up and put it to bed.
Gotcha. And your story, we've got you on because I mentioned earlier that the person that won the $731 million in Maryland last night is going to be hounded if the name is released. Now, I don't know about Maryland, but some states you can keep anonymous. You don't have to have your name revealed. Some states you have to have your name revealed. Now, when you were a New Jersey resident back in 04, and wasn't the story that you took a different way, you were going to Pennsylvania, right across the Jersey border, and didn't you tell me you took a different road and you stopped? What was the story?
Well, you know, I lived near New Hope, Pennsylvania, and that's where I would go to get my ticket because at the time New Jersey did not have Powerball, so it was a 15-minute ride at most. And appropriately, the bridge was closed, so I went to Washington's Crossing, PA, and crossed the Delaware where George Washington crossed, and went to a little Cumberland Farms, a convenience store up there, and bought my tickets. And it was just comedy of things happening that all fell into place. And as my former accountant used to say, the stars aligned that day, and they did.
Amazing. And the reason why I asked you to call in, or we got you on the phone, is I remember you telling us stories that people were coming out of the woodwork. First of all, the old adage, you know, the whole story about relatives you never knew you had or asking for money. But wouldn't you get, like, letters addressed to just, like, Powerball winner New Jersey, and it got to you?
Some of them did. The town that I lived in New Jersey was a tiny town. If you sneezed, you'd drive through it. And the post office there was about the size of a closet. And the postmaster came to my house 2 days after it, and he says, I've gotten about 15,000 pieces of mail with just your name in the town. So I'd like to throw them out. And I said, that's fine. But there was probably 500 people that said they were dead broke, but they spent, you know, $60 online to find out my exact address.
Oh, man. Thousands of letters, people tracking him down after he won Powerball in 2004 begging for money. And you had every sob story, every hard luck story you can imagine, right?
Oh, my dog's dying, my cat just died, my husband lost a leg, you know, we need this money. And obviously, I've donated probably close to $10 million since this all started, primarily to, like, Ronald McDonald's house, the local Humane Society. I hold functions for them usually once a year. So I donate to the causes that are closest to my heart, which are kids and animals.
Yeah. Wow. Steve, I remember when we first met you, it was around Christmas time, and you invited me, I think my wife came with me, to a Toys R Us. And you said, hey,
yep,
take whatever you want because we're going to donate it to the children. And you had me and about 30 other people with shopping carts, and we cleared that Toys R Us out, and you just had everything on one bill, and you're like, I'll pay for it, and we gave it to kids.
Yep. My ex-wife and I used to spend about $125,000 a year for toys for underprivileged children in our area.
Right.
Obviously, since I'm not with her, I don't do that anymore. So my donations go to the Marines Toys for Tots, and I do local here as well with the food bank and a few other charities in town.
Hey, by the way, Steve, I just looked up online. Powerball winners in Maryland have the right to remain anonymous. So would you recommend that they do just that?
Absolutely, 100%. They'll still find them. They'll still find them. I guarantee it.
What advice would you give to whoever won $731 million in Powerball? And keep in mind, Mega Millions tomorrow. Mega Millions is now at $970 million. It might even hit $1 billion by the drawing. Steve, do you still play Powerball and Mega Millions?
Why do you think I asked you to wait a few minutes? I was getting my ticket.
That's good. All right. What advice would you give to, like, a $730 million winner?
the very first thing is, don't rush it. Your money is there. If you come out too quick, it's a recipe for disaster. Make sure you touch all your bases. I know, because, you know, I tried to write a book years ago about it, because there's no guidance. You're virtually overnight, and these people are almost billionaires overnight. People can't handle that. They don't have the wherewithal. And you need to spend time, and it took me, the better part of a year to find the right people, and now my team is, it's been the same for the last 17 years, but you've got to, every decision that those people make right now is going to impact the rest of their lives. Obviously, the money, forget the money, but the way they go about it. A lot of people like to rush out and say, it's us, which is the worst thing that possibly can happen. You need to talk to your counsel. You need to talk to financial people, and not rush out to announce to the world who you are. Now, if they can remain anonymous, which I think there's only two or three states, there's other ways around it, which had I known, I would have done it differently.
Wow. Hey, Roxanne's got a question.
Yeah, Steve, it sounds like you might need to talk to a mental health counselor, too, when this happens, just because it's such a big life change.
It is. The way I equated it, I've been very successful in life prior to the lottery. I did very well for myself, and I had what I thought was a pretty good team. But, you know, literally in the course of a couple hours, you're running, in this case, they're running almost a $1 billion corporation. So when you take that into, and whoever this person is, and no disrespect, maybe they're a tradesman, maybe they're an electrician, maybe they're a carpenter, maybe they're a professor, whatever, but they're not geared to run a $1 billion corporation in under 24 hours.
You know, also, Steve, you look at some of the people that have won enormous fortunes, and a lot of times their life goes to hell in a handbasket. Some people end up more broke than they were before winning the lottery. Like that Jack Whitaker guy. I mean, his life went to hell.
Well, you know, the documentary that you alluded to on the lead-in.
What was it? Was that on HBO or?
It was. It was supposed to be theatrical release, but it actually released when we had our last recession.
What was the name of that thing?
It's called Lucky.
Lucky.
It's done by a man named Jeffrey Blitz.
Yeah, I got to believe that it's probably on HBO Max, right?
I would believe so.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead.
And it followed me, and it followed a few other people as well. It just kind of outlines, you know, there's a blessing and then there's a curse. I mean, obviously it's wonderful to have money and to have things taken care of, but you're under the microscope. And I mean, I could go on for days about, you know, people talking behind your back that don't even know you. You know, these people, they don't give anything away and they don't do this. And, you know, my foundation, you know, like I said, is over $2 million. And over the course of the time since we won, I've given away almost $10 million.
Wow.
So, you know, you have to pay it forward, in my opinion, you know, and try to do the right thing. But the guy Whitaker that you mentioned, and this was said in the documentary by someone else, not one of my guys. When you win this kind of money, if you've got problems before it, adding this money only adds miracle grow to the problem.
Wow.
Whitaker was a gambler. You know, he had his issues and it took him down. You know, I'm not, other than a lottery ticket, I'm not a gambler. You know, I don't do any of those crazy things. I don't, you know, if I go to Vegas, I walk past all the machines. I don't do that. Because it's easy to walk down that road. And it's certainly, if somebody knows that you're worth a few million dollars, or, you know, in this case, 700, you know, they're going to offer you the world. And it can be tempting. There's a lot of things you can do. You just have to exercise some self-control.
Amazing. Steve White, buddy of ours from the old MJ Morning Show days, and Steve won $213 million in Powerball back in 2004. Was that a quick pick, or did you play special numbers?
No, that was actually a quick pick, and the story is even better because there was a gentleman in front of me at the little store in Washington's Crossing, and he told the clerk, hey, you know, give me, this was on a Wednesday night. The Wednesday night drawing. Give me three for tonight. And by the way, give me three for Saturday. And I kind of slapped him in the shoulder. I'm like, that's a great idea. So I didn't have to go back. So I said, give me three for tonight, or five for tonight and five for Saturday. Well, it was the five for Saturday, the last line that won.
Wow, incredible.
Had that guy not been there, I wouldn't have done it.
That's amazing. Incredible. Hey, Steve, great to catch up with you again. We'll hook up soon. Love to see you again, man.
Congratulations being back in our lovely state of Florida. And welcome back to MJ in the Morning Show.
Thank you, buddy. Steve, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, all.
Bye-bye. There we go. I mean, he's always fascinating to hear his stories.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I like him.
Isn't that an incredible story?
Yes, it really is.
You know how he has a lot of money? He and I went to a Bucks game in his suite, right?
Yep.
And then at the end of the Bucks game, they come around with a dessert tray.
Yeah.
And he leans over and goes, hey, Fester, get whatever you want. And I was like, oh, man, you are rich.
Hand over the tray.
I took everything.
You shouldn't have said that, Steve. All right. We're running a little late, but that was well worth it. 922, the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 back in a sec. We got a lot to do. Hold on. The car stories, Hollywood's. Just hang on. Don't move. We're back in minutes. MJ Morning Show on the Q.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Q105. I just got a voicemail from my dad. You want to hear it?
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to call up my voicemail. I'm just going to play it over my speakerphone and just hold it up to the microphone. It usually sounds decent, believe it or not. My dad, listen to this. Let me start this. Hold on.
Hey, Tom. It's Dad calling. It's 8:39 in the morning. I'm listening to your show. About the Powerball, Mom and I are going at 1 o'clock to Publix to get our first COVID shot, and we're all signed up, so I'm going to buy the Mega Ball shot ticket. I'm going to buy $100 for it, so I'll see, maybe I'll get lucky. Anyway, I'm just kidding, but anyway, I did sign up. I text messaged your $10,000 thing, $500, and I want to make sure that you pick my name so that I win the $500.
Oh my God!
Take care.
Hey. Okay. So my dad is playing the MJ Money Machine.
That's hysterical.
Hold on. I'm guessing in the official rules it probably says that like relatives of Beasley Media Group are ineligible. I probably need to call my dad up and
that's for MJ.
Not allowed to do that.
Dad.
Yeah, I think it's like only like in your household families. Like your parents might be eligible.
Not to mention we have nothing to do with who wins. You know, the texts go to a central area where it's all randomized on who wins the MJ Money Machine. So I'm going to tell you right now, the chances of my dad winning, I don't know.
Are as good as any of yours. It's as good as anybody else's chance.
But I wonder, is my dad eligible to win?
Make sure you see my name.
Yeah. But also, true story, my parents have had such a tough time. My dad is 78. My mom is 76, and they have had a miserable time trying to get vaccinated, to get their COVID vaccine. And certainly they qualify in high risk, you know, as an elderly couple. And they've had so much trouble. And they live in Palm Beach County. Turns out my cousin sat on the computer like all day yesterday, trying to get on to, I guess, the registration, whatever it was, and my cousin got my parents a slot today at 1 o'clock at Publix. Right near their house over in Palm Beach County. So my parents are going to get their COVID vaccines later today.
Listen, I have terrible news for your old man.
What's that?
Look in front of you.
Employees direct. Oh, these are the official rules for the MJ Money Machine.
Section 1, Article 4.
Employees, directors, and officers, and their immediate family, spouses, siblings, parents, children, and their spouses. Ineligible.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
I better call my dad. Hold on. Let me call dad real quick. Hold on.
I mean, he can buy the $100 worth of Mega Ball tickets. That's not a great idea. Not a terrible one.
Yeah, but I better call him up and let him know that he is ineligible.
Please leave your message for 561722.
Maybe he can fake the last name.
I guess I can leave a message, but I guess he's not available right now. Dad, you're ineligible. If you're still listening to the morning show, you're not eligible. You can't win.
No. My last name is Schneit. Schneit. Yes. No relation to Schnitt.
Actually, it's Schitt's Creek.
Whoa.
That's
he probably feels like he invested a lot in you.
It's Schitt's Creek.
That's how they make the checkout, so you want to be sure it's right.
Guys, I have a really... terrible story, but it's kind of a... Do you know where this is going?
No, but when I hear you say you have a terrible story, I just want to not think about it.
I have a terrible story. Ohio State graduate killed in a freak parking garage accident. Did you see the story?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't click on those.
Yeah, her head got crushed between the car door and the toll booth in the parking garage. Victoria Strauss, 23-year-old studying social work at Ohio State, was leaving the garage in downtown Columbus. She dropped her credit card while trying to pay for the parking machine on the way out. You know, you get the gate and then you can stick your credit card in. She dropped her credit card while she was trying to pay, then apparently opened her car door.
Well, sure, how do you get it out? You drop your credit card, you have to open your car door, undo your seatbelt. Right.
She was leaning out and apparently stepped on the gas, and the car lurched forward and jammed her head, killed her.
Well, the car would lurch forward, MJ, if her foot slipped off the brake. She doesn't even have to hit the gas.
Yeah, they said that she hit the accelerator.
Oh, no.
And she was wedged between the car and the toll booth. And a security guard found her unresponsive at 5:40 a.m. on Tuesday morning, pronounced dead by... paramedics. This is terrible.
Do we know where she was headed?
Well, she was a Florida native. She was a Florida native and got her undergraduate degree from Florida Atlantic University. She was on the dance team. She was beautiful
girl.
You see her?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, beautiful girl. What a terrible story.
Brutal.
A couple of other car items here. I guess they get a little better. Tesla. Want a job? You want to work for Tesla? Oh, not putting batteries in the Model S.
Elon hiring?
Listen to this. They are hiring people at Tesla to handle all of the complaints that people tweet at Elon Musk. So they're hiring people to answer the complaints that people lodge to Elon on Twitter.
About everything or about the car?
I think it's everything.
If you need a team to do that, why don't you just get off Twitter, Elon?
This guy's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he is. Well,
you think?
Well, depending on the stock price, he's like the richest guy in the world right now.
He probably gets...
Didn't he recently? He surpassed Jeff Bezos from Amazon.
Yeah, for a couple of minutes.
All right, hold on to that thought. Let me play one more song here, and then we'll wrap things up. Final segment next on the MJ Morning Show after Bon Jovi.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show, Q105, Bon Jovi. Don't forget, the MJ Money Machine fires off again at 10 a.m. So in just minutes, 17 minutes away, another keyword, the number to text, and you could win $500 in cash. And actually, your eligibility goes to potentially $10,000. So keep listening. Of course, we do it beginning at 8 a.m. every morning here on the MJ Morning Show, and then 10 a.m., 12 noon, then 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m., the MJ Money Machine keyword, and then you text it to the number, and you could win. Simple as that. All right, a couple of things before we get out of here today. Let me lightning round a couple of items here. I mentioned some other car stories, and this is kind of weird. Jackie Calloway, who is like the investigative I-team type reporter, right, at Channel 28. Is that her job description still?
Yep.
Like problem solver. Story, Florida car dealer mistakenly sells man a Ford Bronco, but it was the display model that was inside the showroom, and they weren't supposed to sell it, and then they wanted it back after they sold it.
Whoops.
The hell's this? What's yeah, that
that's
about?
That's a big mistake.
But also it says a Tampa Bay area. It doesn't say which Ford dealer it was. The whole story's missing. Like, what Ford dealer? They said it was a mannequin vehicle, not supposed to leave the car lot.
What happens is they're taking orders on the Bronco, so they have to have one there for people to see.
I think my son's, Julian's good friend, Jack, I think Jack, who's like 17, his parents ordered him a Bronco, and I think he just got it.
Well, good like for Jack.
A couple of days ago. So he can hit the road, Jack, in his new Ford. But that's how do you not know that you can't sell the Ford Bronco demo unit on the floor?
And it sounds like he still would have the option to buy the same type of Bronco.
Well,
so.
the dealership's calling him a week later, bring it back. And like, no, I've been approved for financing. I've signed it out. I'm gone. I'm off your lot. No way.
Had this for a couple of days, just seeing it around to it, but I thought it was interesting. I wonder if this made it up on like Pornhub or something. Eric and Lori Harmon, both 36 years old, allegedly had sex on the Skywheel Ferris wheel in Myrtle Beach. I love this. Guess what county Myrtle Beach is in?
Doomy County.
you are close.
Humpsalot County.
Horry County.
Oh, okay. Horry.
It's Horry.
I have
no idea. It's Horry. Horry County. And they're having sex in Horry County in South Carolina. Yeah, on the Ferris wheel, arrested after police found a recording of the ride.
Oh, a video recording.
On a porn site. Eric and Lori Hart. Yep. They posted on a porn site. They found the video of the rump on a popular, multiple popular porn sites.
Yeah, it's nice to see the officers working hard on the porn site.
Another clip, thank you, Fester. Another clip allegedly showed the couple having sex in a community pool in Horry County also.
Yeah, these are a couple bunnies.
They're going
Horry
right at
and
it.
Horry.
I think she's pretty attractive, actually.
That was her Craigslist name.
What?
Horny and Horry.
Horny. I think she's attractive.
I mean,
they just look like regular people.
Well, do you find the woman attractive?
She's fine looking.
Yeah, I think she's, you know.
She'll do for doing it in the Ferris wheel.
She's got the butt chin going on. She's got a nice cleft in her chin.
Listen, you're carnival sex good looking.
This guy might be in trouble this guy could actually lose his bar license. When I say bar license, what am I talking about?
His right to practice law.
That is correct. That was Froggy was going to say probably operating a saloon, right?
If you have a liquor license and you commit a crime, you can lose your liquor license.
No, I'm not talking about that. A Georgia lawyer, kicked in Pelosi's door. A Georgia lawyer claims that he was bragging that he was the first one to kick in Pelosi's door at the Capitol during the riot. What the heck? William McCall Calhoun Jr., an attorney from America's Georgia, has been charged. He's been arrested and charged. What kind of moron would go on social media and then brag about, hey, I was the first to kick in Pelosi's door in the Capitol?
Listen, in this whole QAnon community, that's a pretty big deal.
What a bonehead. And now he's been hit with some serious charges. What a schmuck. And, why was CNN giving Melania Trump crap for wearing a Chanel outfit yesterday?
Was that what that was?
Well, she changed clothes. She came out of the White House and got on the Air Force One and Marine One in like a black outfit. I don't know which was Chanel, but then she changed in this crazy colorful print dress, obviously en route on Air Force One down here to Florida, to Palm Beach County. But what the... Why CNN, they were talking about, oh, yeah, she's wearing lots of foreign designers.
She's foreign. She can do what she wants.
She is foreign.
She's a private citizen at that point, isn't she?
But who cares if she wore Chanel?
She's just laying out by the pool today.
They weren't able to say enough negative things about her for the last 4 years.
I look at everything, you know, objectively, and I'm just going to comment. I just don't know why CNN would give her trouble for what she wore. Yeah.
She looked good.
What does this say?
Did you see the video of Melania getting off the plane in the Chanel dress? And President Trump stops to keep stops to greet the press, and Melania just keeps walking to the car. She's over the whole thing.
Yeah, I think she is. And then
why wouldn't she be?
Did Michelle Obama? Here's the story. Conservative hosts and personalities condemned, I guess, Michelle Obama for wearing a British label Alexander McQueen dress to a state dinner with China in 2011.
Okay. Right. It's British.
You know, all this women's lib stuff, and still women are being addressed and ridiculed for what they're wearing. Let people wear what they want to wear.
Hey, have you ever heard of Alexander McQueen?
Yes.
That's a nice label.
It is.
Yeah, Alexander McQueen is...
I don't have any Alexander McQueen, but I know of it.
It's expensive stuff, and guess what? Julian, up in New York, Julian played Little League Baseball for multiple seasons, and one of his teammates... The mother of the teammate, the president of Alexander McQueen for the Americas.
So her kid was always dressed very nicely.
I remember Michelle got a really nice deal on some kind of top that she wanted.
I only wear Steve McQueen.
Are you talking like five-finger discount good deal?
What's the car's character?
No, that's
Lightning McQueen. I only wear Lightning McQueen. Yes. I think we're done. Oh, and a shout out to, the big hit yesterday at the inauguration was the guy that just came out and sanitized the podium in between each speaker.
Sanitized guy.
It's sanitizer, man. All right, folks, have a great day. We have the MJ Money Machine. The next keyword is coming up in about 10 minutes, right at 10 o'clock. Have a great one, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.